Hey guys, it's Kate. Sometimes in life, we just get a little bit ugh, and the twists are great ways just to reinvigorate the body, move things along, and of course, make us feel amazing. So if that's something that you're searching for, then please stay tuned. This 25-minute podcast is all for you. Let's get started. We'll get started in a nice and comfortable seated position. However, whichever leg you crossed in front, go ahead and switch that. We usually tuck the more flexible one in towards our body. Place your hands onto the floor in front of you and start to slide them forward towards the front. The forehead trends towards the floor and it may or may not touch. Walk your hands way over towards the right-hand side. Likely, it's off the surface of your mat. The elbows don't need to touch, and the forehead doesn't have to touch either. If it does, that's okay too. Think about your left hip bone. Push it down into the ground and away from you. Deepen the stretch all along the left-hand side. The longer that we can get the side body, the easier it's going to be for us to twist. As if moving through molasses, migrate your hands now way over towards your left-hand side, moving down and squishing into the left descending colon. Always working with the body's natural pathway. Elbows may or may not be lifted. Forehead may or may not be lifted. But think about your right hip bone. Push it down into the ground and away from you to lengthen that right side body. Breathe so deep that the back rounds and the rib cage expands. Come back in towards the center. Slide your hands in towards you and lift your seat. Climb forward onto all fours, tabletop position. Spread your hands out. A 70 or 80 degree bend in your wrist versus the 90. And with your next inhale, drop the belly. Arc the heart, turn the gaze up, vacuum the belly button in. And then as you exhale, round. Press every vertebrae straight up into the ceiling. Continue like this, ebbing and flowing. Introduce side-to-side movements if you'd like to, freestyling the movements. You might even imagine that the spine was like a knife scraping out the sides of a Nutella jar. Every drop, too good not to waste. You might even take your head side to side, opening up in towards that cervical spine. Take your time. And in the next 2 to 5 more inhales or exhales, start to push back in towards the first downward facing dog of this podcast, I guess. You bend the knees and sway the hips. You could arc the heart, almost like you're doing cat-cow. Even within this upside down V shape of the body. If your legs don't straighten out all the way, that's okay. In fact, super flexy folk, keeping a soft bend in the back of your knees might actually help to increase the sensation that you can feel. Nice and steady. Ripple forward, plank position with your next inhale. Exhale, push back, downward facing dog. Inhale, pull forward, plank. Exhale, push back, down dog. Last time like this, inhale, pull forward, plank. Exhale, push back, downward facing dog, right leg rises. Peel the side body open, take a deep inhale. Exhale, right knee taps upon your right elbow. Use the full inhale to bring the leg back up. Exhale. Now go ahead, cross the body, touch your left elbow all the way back up. One more time. Exhale, right elbow. Inhale, back up. Exhale, left elbow. Back up with your inhale. Now thread the foot through and land it between your hands. Start to rise. Bring your hands up in towards the sky. Good. Find your balance. Now bring your right thumb or index finger into the very crease of your right hip. Keep lengthening the left hand. And then as you exhale, pour your body over towards the right hand side. Stretch. Think about a hamstring stretch. Pour the torso forward towards the front, left hand onto the ground, right hand meets the floor. Foot is right in between. Now straighten out your right leg, hamstring stretch. You can ebb and flow by bending and extending that leg if you'd like. Eventually, find stillness and hold the extended hamstring stretch. Imagine you're doing a little bit of an up dog, pulling your heart forward ever so slightly. Now walk your hands forward in front of that right foot, bending into the right knee as you need to. Left leg gets pretty light. Let's let it lift. You can stay here if you'd like. You can also put your right hand on a block or the top of your water bottle if it's available. Stack your left hip on top of the right one to peel the side body open, Ardha Chandrasana, or half moon position. Left hand might go to your left hip bone. It might even reach up into the sky. If you want to challenge your sense of balance, the right hand that is on the floor, on the block, or your water bottle, see if you can lighten the load. Maybe 5 fingers. Right hand, change 4 fingers. 3, 2, maybe just the 1. And if you can balance, place your right hand upon your heart while maintaining the lift of your left leg. Breathe. Right hand returns to the floor if it's not already, and so does the left hand. Left hip, knee and toes squared down to the floor, but keep that left leg lifted. If anything, just look to your right hand side now. But if you want more, place your right hand at the base of your spine. Start to twist your body more. If you want even more than that, right hand begins to elevate up in towards the sky. Pavrita Ardha Chandrasana, revolved half moon pose. Keep looking to the right. Reverse warrior 2 position, facing the right hand side. Bend into the standing right leg, plant your left foot onto the ground, and twist your body. It's just a warrior 2 position, but you're twisting to the other side. Stack your shoulders on top of your hips, leaning back. Optional, hover your left knee down to the ground. You should feel a nice stretch through your quadricep. Let's flow. Inhale, high runner's lunge, face the front. Exhale, return, reverse warrior 2. Inhale, high runner's lunge. Exhale, reverse warrior 2. Last time, inhale. Exhale, reverse warrior 2, hold. Good. Windmill, left hand down to the floor, right hand follows. And the distance between your feet, it's approximately the length of your spine now. Step your back foot up, grounding down at an angle towards the left corner of your mat. Your left hand can stay on the ground. Keep looking now to the right. Right hand might go to the base of your spine. You might even lift it for a revolved triangle pose. Good. Keep bringing the right hip back, left one forward. Left hand on a block or water bottle if you need it, or even come onto your left fingertips. The objective of the pose is not to get your hand down to the ground, but to twist. Return your right hand down to the ground, lift your left leg back up into the sky, standing splits. Inhale, arc the heart. Exhale, fold deeper. Two more times. Get ready. Return back to downward facing dog, bend deeply into the right knee, plant the left foot to the back, followed by the right one, downward facing dog. Inhale, optional, pull forward. Exhale, take it down, half plank position. Pull through, cobra on the floor or upward facing dog. Exhale, push back, downward facing, hold. Flexies, softness in the back of your knees. Everybody, spread your sit bones to the left and to the right, tailbone higher. Push the mat away from you like you'd had too much to eat. Second side, left leg rises. Stack the left hip on top of the right one, peel it, take a deep inhale. Exhale, left knee, left elbow. Use the full inhale, come up. Exhale, tap your right elbow. All the way back up. Left knee, left elbow again. To the skies, inhale. Tap the right elbow. Back to the ceiling. Thread the foot through, land it between your hands. Got long legs, gotta help your leg up there. Start to rise, swing your hands forward and up. Find your balance. Relax your shoulders. Left thumb or index finger into the crease of your hip. Lengthen the right side body and tip over left hand side. Stable in the legs. Flexible at the top. In your mind's eye, think about that hamstring stretch. Lean your torso forward, right hand onto the floor, left hand mounts, flanking that left foot. Straighten out your left leg. Feel free to pulse if you'd like, bending and extending that leg. If you want to stay still, that's okay too. Eventually, find stillness if you haven't already. And really think about lengthening your heart to the front. Revolved half moon. Bend softly into your left knee. Walk your hands forward by about a foot, maybe a foot and a half. Right leg gets light. Let it lift. This time, right hand stays onto the ground as you start looking to your left. Left hand may even come to the base of your spine, even lifting up in towards the ceiling. If the floor feels too far away, put the right hand on a block or your water bottle or arrive onto fingertips. Really think about twisting. Keep that left leg elevated. You'll continue to face the left hand side. Reverse warrior two, bending deeply into the left knee, plant the right toes onto the ground and peel up. Still twisting to the left, a warrior two position, facing the opposite side, arms stretching. Optional, hover your right knee. Feel the stretch in your quadricep. Let's flow. Inhale, high runner's lunge, square to the front. Exhale, return, revolved warrior two facing the left. Inhale, high runner's lunge. Exhale, revolved warrior two. Inhaling. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, pause. Lean back a little bit, stacking the shoulders on top of your hips. Windmill the hands down, right hand first, left hand follows. The distance between your feet now shortens so that the length of your spine is right in between. Good. Right foot is turned out at an angle to the top right corner of your mat. Right hand stays. Left hand might migrate to the base of your spine, even reaching upwards as you continue to twist your body facing the left. A revolved triangle requires not only the flexibility, but the balance, as well as the twist. There's a lot going on. Left hand goes to the floor. Walk your hands forward. Standing splits, left leg lifts up nice and high. Inhale, arc the heart, even look up like you're doing up dog. Exhale, fold deeper. Two more times. Think about downward facing dog. Bend into the standing right leg. Plant the left foot to the back. Meet the right one. Optional. Pull forward, plank. Exhale, take it down. Half plank, drop to knees if you need. Cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale, down dog. Child's pose. Knees can be apart or together. Transfer into a seated position. If you'd like to grab some water, this is now your opportunity. Once we're in the seated position, please go ahead. Tuck the left foot pretty close in towards your body. Grab the bottom of your right foot and start to lift the right leg up in towards the ceiling. The leg doesn't need to go totally straight, but we're working there with time. If you have a strap handy, you can also strap your foot and then extend the leg totally. Imagine there was a cactus behind you. Ouch! You gotta lean forward a little. Seated twist. Start to bend in towards this right knee and place the foot on the outside of your left leg. Take the right hand behind you. Inhale, sweep the left hand up. And exhale, come into your twist by hooking your left elbow, that's more intense, or your left hand to hold on top of that right knee. Chin lifts with a sense of regality. Every exhale, the belly hollows. You might be able to edge in a millimeter more. Every inhale gives you the space and permission to stand tall, or rather, to sit tall. The counter twist is simply that, it's just the reverse. So unravel, bring your hands over to the left-hand side of your body, and bow your forehead towards the floor. It may or may not touch. Push yourself back up. Release the legs. Switch sides. Right leg tucks pretty close into the body. Grab hold of the underside of your left foot or strap yourself in now. Start to extend your left leg forward and up. Remember that cactus? Lengthen. Spinal twisting. Bend in towards this left knee and plant the foot onto the outside of your right leg. Left hand is behind you. Inhale, sweep the right hand. And as you exhale, right elbow or hand will come in for your twist. Close the eyes if you don't need them. Every inhale, lengthen. Every exhale, twist deeper. Even if it's just by a micromillimeter, it's enough. We're wringing out the internal body like a wet rag. Counter twist. Bring your hands over towards the right hand side and bow your forehead towards the floor. It may or may not touch. Bring yourself back in towards a nice and comfortable seat as you extend the legs forward to give them a bit of a shake and a little bit of a wiggle. Scoot forward towards the front end of your mat, knees bent. Hug the legs. Round the chin in towards your chest. Now, if it doesn't hurt your low back, then we'll begin to rock backwards and forwards ever so slightly until you find stillness on your back. If it does hurt you, however, feel free to just ease yourself down onto your backside. If you need to do a spinal twist before settling into final Shavasana, this is now your opportunity. However, if you're ready for final Shavasana, then the good news is we have arrived. As you settle in towards final Shavasana, let your limbs spread beyond the confines of your mat. Palms face up. Take a deep inhale. Great big exhale. Stay in this shape and use this stolen moment to consolidate all of the human experiences that you have moved through in this lifetime. No judgment as to what comes up. In these stolen and sacred moments, we merge our human experience in towards the knowledge to turn it into wisdom. Deeper inhales and bigger exhales. Use your breath as a means to reset. Let your head roll left and right. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And then, because it feels good, Go ahead and take a nice deep stretch, sending the hands above you to yawn everything open. Knees bent, soles of the feet onto the ground. Roll to the right hand side for relaxation, over to the left if it's energy that you're searching for. Press your way through to a comfortable seat, hands fold to heart center. Thank you so much for allowing me the privilege and the honor to enter your home and your practice. From the bottom of my heart, I bow humbly and in your service. Namaste. Also, sorry about that email notification. Life happens, doesn't it? Have an amazing day or night.